welcome to this episode of the award-winning Best of Left podcast. This is a sample of our recent bonus episode. If you're hearing this, it means you are signed up on our Patreon at the $2 tier, and we love you for that. I just want to make sure that you're aware of the members' content that's available at the $6 and up level. Every couple of weeks, our crew of researchers, Amanda and myself, get together for a roundtable discussion. So here's just a few minutes of our most recent one so you can know what all the fuss is about.
I don't know. I feel weird having these conversations, like these philosophical, like possible discussion when real world shit is happening. Like, we're talking about what we should be doing. Meanwhile, the people that are running the country right now, we're having these conversations in the 70s and 80s and 90s, and we're just trying to catch up. And I feel like I just don't feel like it's useful. And I don't know.
Yeah, I mean, I guess I sort of justify these conversations. Like, I haven't really even thought about it that deeply, but I mean, I don't have the like reflexive repulsion to think to like having these discussions because I know that we are also contributing to the up to the minute real shit that's happening in the other format of the show, you know? And so,
yeah. I just know like a half a mile down my house, there is the guy who is going to be the next governor. His sign barely has his name, but on giant letters says deport illegals. And he's going to be the governor of my state. And worrying about what the DSA says, it's probably one of the last things I'm thinking about and talking about what they think. I get it. Like, this is not, it's not just about what I think, but my reality does not have room for this. Mm-hmm. My reality is how, like, we are talking about getting passports. We are talking about what is our escape plan, because on the ballot is abortion rights here. On the ballot is a guy who is, whose campaign is deport illegals, who, again, just brown people, doesn't matter. Like, if the DSA thinks they want to support Hamas, I don't care. I really don't. And that's why, like, I thought maybe I could get through this and like have some thoughtful things to say, but I just don't. I really don't. Like, the next one, some rich lady gave money away. Cool. I know the interesting thing is the way she did it and got an organization, but like some rich lady had a bunch of money. Fuck her too. Like, that's where I'm at. Like, I should have.
If it makes you feel any better, probably won't. But like, I have like a bit of that as well. You know, like part of what Jay and I talked about while we took like a one night getaway to get out of the 110 degree heat that we're in right now for the next week was like this American life that we thought would be like interesting and like, you know, take us away from politics, but instead was about how the Russian state goes about targeting people, whether they're in the country or not, and making them their lives miserable. And of course we got into our own existential discussion. Like, you know, are we a small fish, or are we going to get caught up in the net that gets cast by a fascist government? So, you know, there's a lot of heavy shit going on right now. I mean, that's just the tip of the iceberg. And I know for you, it's much more like out your window type.
Literally.
Feeling.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And I think also what you're describing is burnout.
Oh, I'm fried.
I'm not. Yeah, mm-hmm. I'm not belittling any of your feelings because I'm fucking scared as hell too. And being in the South and legally married to a woman is like very frightening. Being obviously gay, and I know obviously you being black, you can't hide that either. Like, completely understand that. I could grow out my hair if I was really that concerned. The documentation. But like, the underlying, that like feelings being so ready to outpour, that's definitely the burnout side of things. And we've been socialized different. So I feel like I also was feeling really heavy coming into this discussion. but like the people pleasing part of me is like, well, we'll just like decompartmentalize that. Whereas you're like, I can't, like, I literally cannot do
that. Yeah, I don't have that.
Yeah.
Yeah. But I do think that you're kind of hitting some burnout. So maybe you, me, and Jay need to have some discussions too. And I think maybe we need to come up with a strategy because it's going to get fucking worse.
Yeah.
I think both of us, like, I was talking to my therapist and she's the one that like brought up the podcast because I was like explaining things that had nothing to do with it. She was like, hey, don't you like listen to politics a lot?
Yeah.
Like, what was your topic? Start talking about it. She's like, yeah, this is a really bad year to be in that line of business. And burnout is, I think, something that both of us are probably struggling with a little right now.
That, I mean, that's absolutely true. And regardless of what we do with the podcast, whether I like take a minute, take a break, whatever, it's not going away. Like that's, none of this is going away. There is no, like maybe somehow recharge my batteries, but like, I don't think I have the ability to just step away and go check my garden. I deleted my TikTok account. I already did that. Mm-hmm. That's a thing I did a while ago, but she was doing the inside out test, which one of these are you, and did hers, and it was funny as she's anxiety, and I literally couldn't finish it, and I was like, I already know that I'm anger right now because I can't finish this thing, like I'm done. I'm obviously anger. And she's like, oh, I just try it one. I'm like, nope, I don't want to do it again. And I am angry. I'm angry about a lot of things in this political realm, and I am angry, like this, the Joe Biden specifically. I'm very angry about the way he became president in the first place. I'm very angry about just the way I've been gaslit. Like, you know, Donald Trump and the Republican Party, like they gaslight all the time, but the Democratic Party has been gaslighting us about the way this man is. And I can see with my own eyes. I met old people. I know old people. I know what they're like. Some days they have great days. Some days they can go on stage and give a State of the Union and be clever and witty and funny and zany and like poke jabs and like do all that stuff. And then some days they don't know where they're at. And that's just what happens with old people. And pretending like it wasn't that way for so long, and then for all of a sudden people to be like, oh, it's crazy. But at the same time, all those same people having been totally okay with him very loudly supporting genocide. He's been dead to me as a candidate for a long time. And for other people to be like, oh, he's too old. Like, if that's what you're really worried about, then I don't know how to have a conversation with you. Like that, like it's not the age, his age is like, it's just a thing. Like what he's done the last year and a half is really what I'm so angry about.
You think you struggle with like not feeling in control?
Oh, I have no, and I know I have no control. Like I haven't voted for a winning gubernatorial candidate my whole life. I've never voted for a winning city council person my whole life. Like that's where we're at. And that's maybe why we can't be here anymore.
Yeah.
Obviously there's deeper stuff, but my thoughts on the age question is that's the one thing that Joe Biden can't change. You know, like you can disagree with his Israel policy, but you know, people have the hope that he can be sort of argued into changing course, but there is no such thing for the age problem. And like, I mean, you could argue that it's silly to think that he could change course, or he's so bad that we should replace him based on that anyway, because it's easier to just get a different person. But, you know, there are the mechanics of politics that are stupid. And like, yeah, the other thing I'm mad about, I mean, besides echoing your thoughts on like how he became president and how he was able to run for a second term without without competition. It was the discussion of loyalty. I was like, loyalty has no place in politics, not really. And loyalty is the thing that is causing all the problems in both parties right now. Like the reason why, you know, because like there's no rule against people running against Joe Biden, but they didn't because they knew rightly. I mean, like, I argue it's wrong, but they were right to know that if they ran against him, they would be seen as disloyal. And that is like a thing that is seen as bad within the party. That's dumb left era area of thinking of like, it's more important to be loyal to a person or to an entity than to ideas. Like, nope, doesn't make any sense. Loyal to the ideas. Like, I don't agree with a lot of Joe Biden's ideas. Like, some of them are fine and a lot of them aren't. And I would have been happier with someone else. So someone else should have been able to run against him and not been punished for it, but they would have been. Like, anyone who had like half a chance, if they had run, they would have been cast as the Judas, you know? And that's
bend the knee.
Yeah. So yeah, that's the problem happening inside the party. It's like, we got this guy who, like, it's just up to him whether or not he decides to step aside, but that's not how the system should be built.
And just the fact that our political system has gotten to the point where everything, an existential election, rides on the shoulders of an 81-year-old man who's frail and like can't do shit anymore. Like, how did we get here? Like, we all know how we got here. And like, it, knowing it is actually worse when people are like, I don't know, how do we get here? There's two old dudes. And it's like, no. We've all watched this like closely, like disintegrate over decades. And this is the result. Nothing should be on the future of the country shouldn't be on an 81-year-old man's decision making for the day. Shouldn't be that way.
I was going to say that Jay responded in a very male way, which is, I was asking Dion about his feelings and you're like, let me address the content part, the like facts and the
because that was the only thing I felt qualified to address. I was like, look, like, I know there's deeper stuff going on here, but let me just address the thing that I understand, and it's not the feelings part. I mean, except burnout. I understand burnout.
Does talking it out make you feel better, Dion?
Does talking it out make me feel better? No. No.
So like that, like, that's what I was going to say, is that I feel like, Jay, you were offering what, like, well, yeah, we could talk about this and maybe it will help. And I'm like, maybe that's the exact wrong.
Like the logical, like the structural, the reasons why we're here, the problems, the logistics of getting past. Like, yeah, I've thought about all that too. I don't have any control over it. So I can only control what I can control. And that's, we are really selling our house. Like, that's going to happen. I'm worried about like the insurance. The problem with a lot of people being able to afford housing is that insurance is going to start skyrocketing because they're going to start trying to claw back money that they've lost for the last 4 years. And that's going to affect people. So the housing market might crash. So I'm worried about selling before it crashes so that we have all the equity that we built into the house and not trying to sell a house that we're upside down on. Like, there's a lot going on, and it's not this job that I'm worried about. This job is like something I can do. Like, I don't want to step away from doing this. This is something I feel like is relevant and important. The other job is killing my fucking soul. It really is. Like, I got out of there early yesterday. I only worked 3 days this week. I have a vacation coming up for a week, not next week, but the week after, We're going to Florida the week after that, like 2 weeks after that. So like, I'm going to work like 8 days out of the next month or whatever. We'll see how that goes. But like, just dealing with like, it's more like my coworkers don't give a fuck about any of this. They just don't care.
Yeah.
And they don't care on a level that makes me think that they don't care about people. And it's becoming difficult to deal with. Like, if you don't really care, what are you actually saying? Like, none of this shit's going to affect me. It will. Obviously, it's going to affect everybody. It's going to affect everybody in different ways. But like, and it's not like they're ignorant, because I don't let them be.
Yeah.
I'd say though, like, as generations, like, you are kind of on the cusp of the older millennial / generation X. I think disassociating and putting up that I don't care is like the tactic that millennials and downward take. So I don't know who you work with. I assumed it was younger folks just based on the industry.
Makes
it worse.
We skew like, I'm not the oldest person there. I'm not the oldest person there by a decade. Like,
well, and cause I was thinking like, usually it's not that people don't care. It's I feel helpless, so I tune out.
Yeah.
Or totally.
Yeah.
You're giving me information that I don't feel like I'd act on. So
that's it for today's free sample. Members and patrons are who make this entire show possible, and that includes you. These bonus episodes are all just to say thanks for the support. So if it's in your budget, please consider upgrading your Patreon pledge. You can do that at patreon.com/pledges. And thanks again for your support.